Yeah, I think maybe first I wanted to ask you what your opinion is about Islamophobia and where do you think it comes from?
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First, I would like to welcome you and your colleague here. And when I heard about you being from a Dutch, you know, TV station, so I thought this is good because we normally think that Dutch people are, you know, objective and try to understand things. You know, there is such phenomenon that human beings, when they don't know that much about something, they may first develop suspicion and then it may even reach the level of enmity. We have a saying from our first imam which says, "Annas a'da'u ma jahilu." People become enemies of what they don't know. So I think nowadays, because there is frequent mention of Islam and Muslims, but not many people know about Islam, so first maybe suspicion and then maybe, you know, hostility can grow. And maybe there are individuals or groups who also would love to, you know, have misrepresentation of Islam because of their own, you know, personal or, I don't know, political reasons. But I think in large, what we need to do is to just give people chance to have first-hand experience of Islam and Muslims. And I think many people in the world, they don't have any issue with Islam or any religion. They just maybe not aware. Mm-hmm. So such initiatives, I think it's very good. You know, it helps people to understand Islam the way that Muslims themselves understand. And also something important is that when you are not familiar with the diversity that exists in particular religion, then you may think that every, for example, group represents the entire religious community that they, you know, belong to. So, for example, I have seen myself that some Muslims may judge about Christianity based on one, for example, one particular pastor, you know, burning the Quran, for example, in the U.S. Some people may think that this is, for example, what Christians think about it or what church believes in. But those Muslims who are well-educated, were, you know, experienced, they know that, no, this is a particular, you know, person doing this, and by no means he represents Christianity. He doesn't represent actually any denomination. So the same thing is about Islam. So we have to be careful not to be, you know, judgmental and not to pass any judgment before being well acquainted with. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we should know about Islam is that today we have very diverse Muslim community in the world. We have many different denominations or schools of Islam, but the greatest majority of Muslims, no matter to which denomination they belong, they all have very balanced and moderate understanding of Islam, in which there is no place for extremism or terrorism. I want to include Shia and majority of the Sunni Muslims, Sufis. They all belong to the same idea. And we have very tiny minority that maybe even they are not reaching 1% of the Muslims, who have their own ideas, which is not really Islamic. If they were Hindus or Buddhists or Christians, they could have done the same thing. But now it has happened that they are Muslims, so they try to justify, you know, what they do with reference to Islam. But it's not Islam. And we Muslims are the first people to understand this, and actually the first people who suffer from this. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at the majority of the people who have been victims of these, you know, atrocities, they are Muslims. In particular, you know, many, you know, Shia have been killed, and many Shia mosques have been exploded. So before it reached Paris, it already affected, you know, hundreds of thousands of the people in Iraq, you know, in Afghanistan, you know, in Syria. So we Muslims very well understand this. that this is not Islam, because we ourselves, you know, are Muslims, and we know that what Islam says and what is the view of the majority of Muslims across, you know, denominations. But at the same time, we understand that a non-Muslim who doesn't know about Islam may associate this with Islam. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they just hear that these people quote the Quran, these people speak Arabic, you know? So they think that this is Islam.
And it's also, I think, what the, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what the media tells us.
Yes. And also, you know, media, you know, some media are, I think, acting very responsibly, but unfortunately, some media, maybe because of lack of resources, or maybe, you know, just to become more popular, or, you know, to gain, you know, I don't know, at more attention. So unfortunately, they try to, you know, associate this with Islam. But what is important is, I think, education. What is important is first-hand, you know, experience, face-to-face encounter. And this is why, you know, we are very happy to welcome here or in any, you know, platform that we have people from other faith or even no faith background to come and see and talk, because I think there is nothing more human than this type of relations. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, nowadays, with the, you know, advancement of some, you know, information technology, sometimes we don't treasure that much the human relation, which is, I think, very much important. Mm-hmm. When you meet someone, or when you go and visit a country, a nation, then you would have different understanding compared to the person who just, you know, reads about them on internet. So we are very happy that you have this project, and I hope that this would be followed up by, you know, other projects in which people would be able to see what is really, you know, Islamic understanding of the world, of other people, and how much, you know, Islam has invested in bringing love and peace and justice to the whole world. Mm-hmm. A message which, unfortunately, you don't hear that much from some media or even from those, you know, extremists.
No, and I think also, and I'm not sure where that comes from, but for me, the what is drempel?
The
barrier?
The barrier, the first step.
Yeah, to come into a mosque is pretty high. Like, yeah. I wouldn't just walk in and say, hi, can I ask some questions?
Yeah.
Although I think it would be good if...
Yes. Like, yeah, of course, we always welcome people to come. Maybe, for example, if someone wants to meet, for example, you know, and record, you know, for example, media, then maybe there is a procedure.
Yeah.
But as individuals, we always welcome people. We have also some, you know, groups from universities, from schools who come to visit the center. But we hope this can be more facilitated. One of our initiatives this year was that we had a campaign for blood donation. And then many people, Muslims and non-Muslims, you know, from and also NHS, you know, nurses team, they came here, and it was very good, not only because people donated blood, but also because it brought people together. And this was the first faith center that opened, you know, its a prayer hall for the team to come. So it's very important that people go and visit mosques and, you know, talk to the imams and, you know, see the Muslims.
Yeah, maybe this is a good way of telling people that they are welcome.
Sure, sure. And also, if there is any way you think that we should also do better to welcome people, we are happy, you know. We always think about, you know, how to enhance this interaction. We have also joint gatherings with the, you know, local churches. You know, sometimes we have national events, but sometimes we thought it's important to have a program with the neighboring churches. So for the third time, we are going to meet in February, and we are going to talk about the role of Abraham as a, you know, father for all monotheistic religions.
I think I'm really happy to hear you say all this, because we talked about this yesterday already, that I think there is a big problem right now with people being afraid of terrorists, mm-hmm. and they link it to Islam so easily.
Yeah.
And that's actually because I think they don't have the right knowledge.
Yeah.
And the only thing I think we can do to like fix it is to communicate with each other and learn about each other's beliefs and respect each other.
Sure. And you know, I also would like to mention this point that even if we suppose, you know, that a particular religion has, you know, somehow encouraged people to be, for example, extremist, if we say there is such a thing, our real interest is not to publicize this, and indeed to say to the people from that, for example, you know, faith background, that this is not what your religion is saying. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, with respect to Islam, which is very clear that Islam is a religion of peace, and 99.9% of Muslims, they are all calling for peace, I don't know why people want to put in the mind of people, including Muslim youths, that, you know, Islam is the source of violence. You know, they don't realize how much destruction they are doing. Because when we are telling everyone that this is not Islam, some people try to say to people that, for example, this is Islam. Then the side effect is that some Muslim youths who are, you know, deceived by media, they say, oh, so if I am a good Muslim, I should be, you know, violent person. I should be, for example, I don't know, extremist, because this is why the media is telling me. This is why newspapers, for example. So what I'm saying is actually to the interest of the extremist, if media associates Islam with extremism. So if we really want the good for everyone, we should avoid doing this. This is not bringing any good to anyone. Mm-hmm. So why we don't show the true image of Islam, which is what 99.99% of Muslims are, you know, saying and doing. You know, if really Muslims were, you know, extremists, you think people could live, you know, their life as they live today? You know, everywhere there are many, many Muslims. If they were, you know, extremists, you know, we couldn't live like this. These are very small, very tiny minority of people that they have more, you know, noise than what they are, you know? You know, we have this example in our language. We say, you know, when you have, you know, coins, it makes lots of noise. But when you have notes in your pocket, it doesn't make any noise. So these people just have noise, and responsible media, responsible politicians, they should understand that we should not give them publicity. We should not help them to hijack the name of Islam. And I think this is what many people are aware of, trying to do. But there are some people, I think, still they haven't got this message, and still they are helping extremists by saying that this is Islam. And, you know, one of the, I think, policies of extremists to recruit people, especially they are very much interested in recruiting people from the West, is to say that you Muslims in the West, you have no place. You are not treated as, you know, first-class citizens, you know. This is the way they try to tell people, Muslim youths, that you have no future here. And in this way, they want to make them, you know, attracted to themselves. Mm. So again, I think this is responsibility of everyone, Muslim leaders, and, you know, also, you know, non-Muslim leaders, politicians, media people, to not let this divide between, you know, Islam and West take form, because we believe Islam is not a religion in the East, which cannot be comfortable in the West. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we believe Islam is a universal message, as Christianity is a universal message. And we believe that Muslims, wherever they are, they have to be good, they have to be grateful, and they have to be peaceful. So it's not to the interest of anyone if we make also life difficult for Muslims, you know, so that, for example, they feel they have no place here. Mm-hmm. We would have a much better situation if everyone who lives here feels that they are respected and they are not looked at them as a threat, you know? Because when you look at someone, you know, as a threat, then automatically you are making that person, you know, think that he is different
and not welcome.
And not welcome. Yeah. You know, we have a, for example, you know, a beautiful hadith which says that if you want to make a person trustworthy, for example, you have a child, you want to grow up your child so that he is trustworthy. So you have to trust your child. If you are always looking at your child with suspicion, you know, whenever, for example, he takes something, you know, or you, for example, you hide money from your child, then in future he really becomes, you know, dishonest. Mm-hmm. So you have to trust so that you can have a trustworthy child. So if you respect, if you trust, then you would receive positive response. But if you look at someone with suspicion, and if you try to control, you know, to bring, you know, limitations, restrictions, as you know, some, you know, for example, you know, presidential, you know, candidates in U.S., for example, say, you know, not to let, you know, Muslim to travel, you know. So this is actually helping the extremists.
Yeah.
Because exactly they want to say to Muslims that this is the way they think about you.
Yeah.
So we have to be very careful about also this issue.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that is so important is that we all are responsible. I think
right now
we have to make, and that's why I'm sitting here, because I feel like I need to do something.
Exactly.
And you need to do something. We all need to do something.
Exactly.
We're all responsible.
Yes.
And it starts here, I think.